What would you say if your employer told you your religious beliefs mean you no longer have a job? Hi, I'm Stuart Shepard, and this is First Liberty Live. You know, the First Liberty Live app is a great way to keep up with these conversations. You can download it to your phone or to your tablet. It will let you see the most current episodes. You can listen to them as a podcast as you want, if you want. And also, you can go back and see the library of episodes that we've done to see if there are others that might interest you. Just look for First Liberty Live wherever you get your apps, and you'll find it there. Robin Strader is a new client with us here at First Liberty. We also have our attorney, Christine Pratt. Hi, Robin. Hi, Christine.
Hi. How are you, Stuart?
First, I'm good. Thank you for being here with us today. First, Robin, I want to get your story. Tell me what made you decide to become a nurse.
I was an educator teaching pre-professional students and had a conversation with a student one day who encouraged me to go into nursing. So from his encouragement, I started checking it out. Eventually earn my degree.
Yeah, it takes a special soul to be a nurse. That is hard work.
It can be, yes.
Yeah. And why was your heart in it so much? Why was that so important to you?
It's rewarding in that you know that you're helping people, especially people that are having aches and pains.
Yeah. And somewhere along the way, you ended up moving from a more where most people would expect to find a nurse in healthcare, and you started working for a pharmacy. I've got CVS here on the big screen, and that's where you were working. Tell me how you made that transition, how you ended up working there.
Well, you think of CVS as a pharmacy, but they also have clinics in some of their stores.
Yeah.
So I was working in one of their retail clinics. Okay. So a retail clinic that I was working in, it's similar to a primary care.
Yeah. Tell me some of the things you did as part of that. What were aspects of your job?
So in primary care, we were seeing patients from 18 months all the way up to the geriatric patient.
Yeah.
Mostly acute illnesses, sore throats, earaches, colds, and flus.
Yeah. So a little bit of everything, and you never know what's going to be walking through the door each day as far as what you have to deal with.
That's
and work
very
with.
True.
Now, along the way, you would ask for a religious accommodation as part of your job, and you got one, right?
Before I was hired, the person who was hiring me, I explained to her my religious beliefs, and she told me not a problem, and made sure that it was going to be fine to work there.
Yeah. And describe what kinds of things that you did not want to do, that you didn't want to be a part of.
For me, it was contraceptions.
Okay.
So using any contraceptive practice, pharmaceutical, or anything that would be abortifacient.
All right. Describe for me, if someone came in and asked for, say, Plan B, can mm-hmm. you prescribe that to me? Because of your religious beliefs, you'd say, I can't do that, but, and then what would you do?
Well, Plan B in Texas is over the counter. So they could go to the pharmacy and purchase it themselves. They wouldn't need a prescription from me to.
Yeah. And what about the other drugs that you, the list that you had issues with, how'd you usually hand those off?
Well, the arrangement that I had with the Minute Clinic that I was working in, the arrangement was I either referred them to my partner who worked on opposite days
yeah.
of my schedule, or I referred them to a local Minute Clinic, which was about 2 miles away.
Okay, so there were ways to work through this, and that's what accommodation is all about, is the customers get what they're asking for, and because they have their sets of beliefs, but then you also, as an employee, get to operate according to your beliefs. That went on for years that way, but then something changed. Tell me what changed.
What changed was there was a change in the corporate culture. When I first started working with CVS, they were very accepting to anyone who had conscientious objection. And then they adopted a more wokeism strategy. And as you know, wokeism is, that's not conducive with Christianity.
Yeah.
So I either was given the option to either change or be fired.
Yeah. And what happened?
I was fired.
Right. And this is where I'm going to bring Christine into the conversation. Christine, what does the law say about this? I mean, my heart goes out to Robin through this. I mean, she lost her job over this. What does the law say?
So years ago, Congress passed what we describe as Title VII to the Civil Rights Act. Title VII says that an employer may not discriminate for lots of different reasons, but one of them is religion. And so if the employer can provide a reasonable accommodation They should do so if it would not cause the employer an undue hardship.
Right. And does this sound like an undue hardship to you? I'm assuming not.
I mean, CVS was able to accommodate her with no problems for 6.5 years. And even when I talked to Robin, she described the average maybe 5 people per year would ask for contraception.
Okay.
So 5 referrals per year doesn't seem like an undue burden to me.
I'm going to ask you a question. If I were on the other side of this, I would say, hey, you picked the job. You have to do what they say. That's just how it works. How would you respond to that as an attorney?
Well, I think that the more that you promote tolerance in a society, the more free, the better. I agree with Title VII. I think it's a good law, and I think it benefits the workplace. So, you know, you could try to take that approach in other contexts, but I don't think it's as good as what Title VII offers for Americans.
All right. A question for both of you, and Robin, we'll start with you. What would be the best outcome for this? What would you like to see happen?
Well, obviously, I'd like to see religious beliefs respected, and I'd like for employers to be able to at least try to accommodate anyone who has a belief that needs respecting.
Yeah. And Christine, what do you see legally as the best outcome for this? What could happen?
Well, the best thing could be for, you know, the courts to recognize how important religious beliefs are, and the duty to respect those beliefs already exists. So we just need to make it clear for employers that when they encounter a belief, maybe they just don't like it. They don't want to accommodate the belief, but the law requires them to find a way to work it out. And there's certainly a way to work this out.
Very good. What happens next? What's next as far as the process of this case?
So we've filed a charge of discrimination with the EEOC and with the Texas agency that also enforces Title VII. And so we will wait for their, you know, results of their investigation. And we may need to take this to court.
Okay. So. And EEOC is Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Am I saying it right?
That's exactly right.
And that's the right place to go for this kind of thing, because it's totally about employment and the relationship between an employee and an employer.
Right.
Robin, what's your advice for other people who work in healthcare if they find themselves in a similar situation? What would you say to them?
It's tough being in healthcare right now. But I would say if you have religious beliefs, whether you're in healthcare or any other organization, you've got to do what you know is right for you. And sometimes that means it's not going to be easy, but you look for people to help support you.
All right. Well, I'm glad we were able to come alongside you. My heart goes out to you for losing your job, but we're going to do our best to try to make sure the right thing happens. Robin, Christine, thank you so much for sharing with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stuart.
First Liberty offers first-class legal protection for lots of people just like Robin, and we do it for free. They never get a bill from us. And the only way that we're able to do that is through the support of people like you who also care about these issues as much as we do. On FirstLibertyLive.com, there's a big red Give button at the top. It's a simple and quick process to give. And just let me say thank you in advance from all of us. We will see you next time right here on First Liberty Live.